At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 29. The glory of the young is their strength. The grey hair of experience is the splendour of the old. Tension between the generations is not new, of course. Aristotle in the 4th century had commented this: "When I look at the younger generation, I despair of the future of civilization." Long after Aristotle's day, in 1237, a monk named Peter gave his reasons for despair when he looked at the youth of his day. He wrote this: "The young people of today think of nothing but themselves. They have no reverence for parents or old age. They are impatient of all restraint. They talk as if they know everything, and what passes for wisdom with us is foolishness to them." The truth is, of course, that in every age there's a huge gulf between the generations. Today's proverb encourages us to look for the strengths of each age group. Everyone has something special to contribute. The young are unquestionably stronger than older people. But grey hair is a clear sign that the old have more experience of life. These are both wonderful gifts to be celebrated. The church is God's way of bringing the different generations together for the edification of everyone. There's no question that there will be tensions between people of different ages. There will be different perspectives that don't always sit easily with one another. You can hardly imagine a family of three generations all sitting together, tapping their feet with pleasure as they listen to the same music. It just doesn't happen. And yet in church, we do seek to bring people together in worship, and that can be hard to achieve. I love worship which intentionally embraces old and young. It doesn't apologise for a traditional hymn or the latest worship song, but affirms that both are wonderful expressions of praise to God. Musically, there might be moments when we wince because the style, frankly, isn't our own. But we must graciously accept that and rejoice that the hymn or song is a blessing to others. At the end of the day, we have a choice. We can either moan about other generations and their shortcomings, or look for the strengths and the gifts and blessings that God has given to us from one another. So let me ask you a question. What blessings does your own generation give to the life of your church? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, our Father, thank you for the blessings you give to each of us. Help us to value other people, whatever their age or background. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really good day today. God bless you.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.